Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's gonna be alright. No matter what they say, gonna be a good day. Just wait and see. It's gonna be alright. Cause I'm alright with me. It's gonna be, it's gonna be, it's gonna be.
A shiver, shut the door. Standing here no more.
Open the door. I don't want the door closed. Open the door. Open. 33 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Molly Page, the news sage. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, the Dugger here with a trip around the country as to what's going on. Hurricane. Well, not hurricane. It almost was a hurricane. Now it's tropical storm. So we went from having a drought of sorts up the East Coast and into New England to having plenty of rain now. Things are still for mid-June, very nice and green. Problem for farmers is you can't get the haying done when there isn't a clear shot at the weather. Last night I went out to mow some hay, and then I got a little concerned because it's cloudy. The forecast today is kind of cloudy. The only good day is supposed to be Saturday. But when do you get it done? You have to kind of work it. For those of you who are in the farming biz, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who are drivers and you're in California, interesting story about Uber. Uber, actually a couple of Uber items today. How do you like that? Uber items. Well, I like the way that sounds. Uber items. Uber items. Uber items. Uber items. No, nobody's.
Who wound Doug up?
California's okay. Labor Commission says that an Uber driver is an employee. Key word there is employee. And so people are wondering why that's a big deal. Uber considers its drivers independent contractors. It doesn't use the word employee. Company is more of a tech platform, so it shouldn't have to pay for drivers' benefits, driving costs, gas, that sort of thing.
Social Security, workers' compensation, workers, other benefits. They don't have to pay for any of that as long as their drivers are considered independent contractors.
Right. Which is how most cab drivers are considered. So I find this interesting and curious. If you go to most of the large cab companies in the country, their deals are not specifically like Uber's, but for example, the average cab driver, we were talking, and maybe this is worth a moment or two, Molly, of the student that was working for Goldman Sachs, who worked 72 hours, died as a result of maybe an epileptic fit, maybe working too hard, whatever. But the drivers in cabs in most cities, Washington, New York, Boston, California cities, Chicago, wherever you go, most of them work a 12-hour shift, 12 hours on, 12 hours off. Some own their own cabs and lease them to the cab company. Some cab companies own the cabs and they put the drivers in them and they split the revenue 50-50. So this is not an unusual circumstance. My son actually looked into working for Uber part-time and found that there were a lot of people who felt that working in this environment was good because it's clean, the clientele is good. There are a lot of different nuances here, but there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like the circumstances under which they are given the deal. When you get an Uber car, they clearly explain what the deal is. So, again, it's kind of like
not
other
fair.
Things. Right, yeah, it's not
it's
right
not
because
fair.
I'm not getting what I'm...
No, okay. It's according to the laws.
No, it isn't. No, Molly, it's not. The law is very clear.
There are certain laws
about
that
independent
govern
contractors. No.
Whether someone's an independent contractor or an employee.
And in this circumstance, they are clearly independent contractors. They are clearly own the car. The Uber people don't own the car. They are leasing the car to the company that gives them the money. They get at the end of the week, they get a transfer, electronic transfer into their bank account from Uber, splitting the revenue from all the people that they've carried that week. That's the end of it. So if you think you're going to go to Uber or go to XYZ cab company in New York and get paid benefits, you're foolish. You aren't. Go get a job as a janitor someplace working in a hotel, then maybe you get benefits. But clearly in these circumstances, whether it's proper or not isn't the question. It's clear in the consideration. And by the way, do you know who the largest employer of independent contractors in our country is?
The government.
The United States government.
Sure.
So it doesn't have to pay. It doesn't have to pay benefits.
I'm one right now.
Doesn't have to pay. It doesn't have to pay any health. Nothing.
Yeah.
Of the 4 million employees in the federal government, or employees, 4 million people that work for the government. I think I saw a number, so somebody can check this if you'd like, of like 2.4 million. And Richie's building, where our studios are, is loaded with these people. They're all independent contractors that are doing work for the federal government.
90% of my building is two government contracting companies.
Yeah.
So with the Uber situation,
yes,
the California Labor Commission ruled in favor of the driver.
That's true. They did.
So then how are you saying this?
I'm not on the California Labor Commission. I'm just telling you that under the circumstances, that's the way these things function. I'm dealing with reality. They're dealing with what they speculatively
labor
would like
laws.
To have in theory.
No,
but
they're
the
not
labor
theory.
Laws,
they're laws.
Well, but the law doesn't necessarily. I would tell you that in this circumstance or any circumstance like this, that it is up to the interpreter. These guys can interpret it all day long. And then they better be going after every plumber. They better be going after every electrician. See, they open up a can of worms with this because whether you like the law or you don't like the law, I mean, how many of these people are even legal in California?
Oh, she's legal.
Well, she may be legal. Yeah. And that's
the woman
one
who brought
circumstance.
This case. And it is about this one woman, this one case.
But it'll have ripple effects.
I love it how a company comes along and they become popular and they become
everybody takes a
prosperous.
Shot. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, everybody wants to tear them down.
Right.
And
nobody's tearing
Uber
down anything. There are certain things
they can't
that qualify
exist.
Someone
Uber
as an independent
Uber
contractor.
Uber will go out of business if this is what they have to do.
They work on a model and that model doesn't work if all of a sudden they've got to pay benefits to every driver.
Right. It goes away. That's the end of Uber.
They also have to pay Social Security.
No, they don't have to. That's up to the individual contractor who has to pay. I have to pay Social Security.
Yeah. Right. If the person's an employee,
right,
they would have to, yes.
So if they're misclassified, and that's what this case was about, are these people misclassified as independent contractors or are they employees? That's what it comes down to. And there are certain laws governing these things.
Uber will shut down. Much like McDonald's will go to robots, Uber will shut down if they have
to. And all the people that have jobs and are making, and that are paying into the Social Security system and paying taxes and stuff, they'll go
away.
So they become government dependents. That's what happens.
I'm not saying that there is no such thing as an independent contractor.
No.
I'm saying there are certain laws.
You're just telling us what the story is. I get that.
Yes. Okay.
Right. I get that. No, I'm not. This is not about that story per se. It's about the concept that people who Richie's got one point. I got another point. Kenny, you may have a point as well. The point here is that they have a business model. And in order for the company to exist and make a profit and pay taxes, this is how it has to work. You don't want, the government says, and the government speaking supposedly through its employees who are speaking the will of the public, more of these companies need to go out of business. That's what the government says because they're not paying taxes. Okay, so these people are unemployed. This company goes out of business. And then where are we? I know a lot of people who are unemployed before they went to work. Brendan has some friends who went to work for Uber, haven't been able to find. They are all either writers or actors or people that can't get jobs as waiters because that's all being taken up. Southern California is loaded now with all kinds of people that are trying to follow the dream. And as a result, there's more competition for acting roles, for support roles in the business. And they just can't possibly find jobs because there aren't enough of them. So they're going to work. They can't find jobs. Waiter jobs aren't available because there's so many people there getting the waiter job. So what's next? An Uber type of job or construction, whatever. But we're seeing the fallout. You see, there's always that ripple. What is it called? Trickle down economics, as it were. Right, isn't that what it is? I guess it's trickle down.
Somehow it never really trickles down.
Trickle down. Yeah.
All right, John.
It trickles up.
In York, Pennsylvania, thoughts, please.
How are you?
All right, you?
Well, I'm fine. Well, on this whole thing, I've been self-employed since 1974 and at times independent contractors. And the thing that people get tangled in is when IRS determines that you are a statutory employee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of places, and they were busting a lot of people for a while about 10 or 15 years ago because they were trying this independent contractor stuff.
Right.
And if you tell people that you have to do so many hours or you have to go to so many meetings or do this or do that, it comes under care or control. If you have too much control, you're not an independent contractor. You're a statutory employee, and you have to pay all that other benefits.
Right. But that isn't the case with Uber.
Well, I don't know.
It wouldn't seem to be the case with Uber, but yeah.
Yeah, I had a contracting job back in the early 70s where I did deliveries, and it turned out that because they required us to be there every day and to do X amount of work, we were statutory employees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
it's
so what, do you still have a job there?
Oh, no. That was for a young guy. I'm 62, you know.
Molly, what'd you say?
Oh, that usually is the case. It's based on how much, say, the person who might be an employer or the person you're working for as an independent contractor has in what you do every day. As in, if they tell you where you have to be, at what time, exactly what you have to do, things like that, depending on how much of that there is, it usually that's the crux of whether you're an employee or an independent contractor, correct?
Correct, yep. If they tell you, if you only want to run one run a week and they have no say over that, or one run a month, then you probably are an independent contractor. But if they start setting requirements that you have to do X amount of runs a week, then they're going to find themselves in trouble.
Interesting, isn't it, huh? All right, John. Good man. Appreciate your input. 15 before the hour. Up next, the television report here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So, how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running play. Thurman Thomas breaks it at the 25. Still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, between the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas, still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Battle of the Block is a strategy game that will cost you a dollar and insult your intelligence. It's blackjack, but it's a big mess. Battle of the Block. Struck out.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
All right, you're all going to be happy to know that the Fashion Police is coming back. Melissa Rivers will be the co-host. The announcement from E. Let's see here.
Please tell me that annoying What's-Your-Face isn't Kathy. What's-Your-Face isn't
No,
involved.
She's not.
Griffin?
Yeah,
Griffin,
I don't know
yeah.
who
is
these
Griffin
people
or
are. Griffith, I
whatever.
Think yeah. Brad Gorski and Juliana Rancic.
Juliana was on it before from the beginning.
Yeah, she's right. married yeah. to Bill Rancic from The Apprentice. Some,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Kelly Osbourne's
out.
Off.
Kathy yeah. Griffin with an N, out. Okay. Brian Williams stays at NBC, but not as the anchor of the NBC Nightly News. They have a tentative agreement for him to do basically nothing. We all know the story of him and his misrepresentations. So he's been out on the beach. Lester Holt has been filling in, doing a very credible job. Matter of fact, the ratings are quite good. Now, let's see here. You know, we were just talking about off the air, the lady who was tossed out of the Spokane job as the head of the NAACP. And I was thinking about her lying and the consequences of it, and Brian Williams lying and the consequences of his lying. He gets to keep his job. She doesn't. She's playing black. He's. Can we have an argument about that? Is there a story or is there a thought there? Think about it for a second. Is there inconsistency?
Politicians lie all the time and they keep their job.
Yeah, they keep their job. Coach Hayden Fox will have one of his right-hand men at his side when he comes back to TV. Bill Fagerbake. Is that how you pronounce it? Joining Craig T. Nelson as a regular.
Yeah, for coach.
Is that how you pronounce it? Is that it?
So.
Kenny Wright comes back to coach 21, 51 after on Good Day.